You all may listen in if you'd like, as Kate and I share some reflections with this group of young people over here. Keep alert. Keep alert. Keep alert. We've been saying and hearing those words for the past year, the opening words of our church's theme. Well, what was Paul asking those new Christians, that new church in Corinth, to be alert to? Keep alert for what? Or to consider the question another way, if the Apostle Paul were standing right here with Kate and I in front of you, addressing you, the confirmation class of 2015, the newest Christians to join First Church, and if he were to address you with these same words, keep alert, keep alert, keep alert, what the heck might he be referring to? Keeping alert to the potential for thunderstorms this week? Keeping alert to you've got some homework assignments due this week? Keep alert to who has friended you on Facebook and unfriended you on Facebook? I got the words right down, right? Unfriended. Or keep alert that today is Mother's Day and, as we heard Jenny say, a good day to be nice to Mom. Now, all of these might be important, especially being alert that it's Mother's Day, good day to be nice to Mom. But we can be pretty safe in guessing that the Apostle Paul had something else in mind when he said to these new Christians, keep alert. Perhaps Paul was saying to these Christians, because it's not easy to be a Christian, one should not take lightly what it means to be a Christian. And so our first word for you this morning, Sarah, Helen, Sarah, Patrick and Lucas, Nicole and Brianna, Hannah and Daniel, Jada, Kate and Leah, our first word is to keep alert. Keep alert as Christians. Keep alert to the world around you. You see, the world desperately needs each of you. The world desperately needs this church, and God desperately needs you to be always ready to be those faithful disciples of Jesus Christ.
And the world also needs you to stand firm in your faith. We need your voice sharing your faith story. We need your voice asking those tough questions. We need your voice standing up for others who are suffering. We need your voice and your actions sharing kindness and love. So growing up, I loved quotes, as I've often told the congregation, and I was kind of a strange child and had all these inspirational quotes around my room. And one of my favorites was, "Stand firm in your faith, even if you're standing alone." Stand firm in your faith, even if you're standing alone. You see, when I was a young person, I wasn't afraid to speak up. I wasn't afraid to share my faith, even if I was the only one. And you know, the reason I wasn't afraid was because I came from a church community. I came from a church community that loved me and nurtured me and cared about me. So even if I was the only young person standing alone, I knew that I had the love of my faith, the love of my church community behind me. And that's what we want you all to know. Surely you'll face stressful and hard times in the days, the weeks, the months, the years ahead. Still, you are called to stand firm in your faith. And when you're doing that, to know that you are loved, each of you, and that we care about you as your family of faith, as your church community. And so not only do we share our love with you, but we're here encouraging you, right, everybody? We're here encouraging them to stand firm in their faith. We are here standing, waiting, hopeful that you will live out the words that we just heard read from that scripture passage, that we are called to clothe ourselves with kindness and with love, humility, and forgiveness. It won't be easy, but here we are, your church family, encouraging, loving, and hoping that you can stand firm in that faith. And I'm convinced over my 12 years here at First Church that it's often young people like you all who inspire the rest of us to live boldly, to live compassionately. It is often young people like each of you who inspire us, the rest of us, to forgive, to keep alert, to stand firm in our faith, and to be more courageous and strong. The world needs you.
To be courageous and strong. Courageous and strong, but why? Why is the Apostle Paul asking us to be courageous and strong? What's the big deal anyway? What's the big deal about being a Christian? It seems pretty easy to be a Christian, doesn't it? You go to church every once in a while. Maybe you volunteer some of your time and serve on a board or committee. Maybe you volunteer to be a teacher, a youth advisor, do some work on a mission immersion day. Maybe packing a backpack of food for children. Volunteer at the mobile food share truck. Sing in the choir. Now don't get me wrong, all of these examples of being a disciple are critically important to the life of this church. They really do make a difference in this church. But somehow I'm not convinced that any of them require courage and strength. Well, maybe to be a youth advisor to put up with youth requires some strength and courage. Maybe being with a scary group of singers needs courage to sing with them. But I don't think that's what the Apostle Paul had in mind. The world out there is filled with many things that are challenging, that are sad. Many things out there in the world are filled with struggle. So maybe, just maybe, God is calling us, the church, and God is calling each of you, the newest members of God's church, to be courageous and to be strong in the face of some of the challenges facing our world today. Challenges such as childhood hunger, homelessness, needless gun violence, teenage addiction, bullying at school, religious bigotry, racial intolerance, prejudice against gay, lesbian, and transgender people, refugees, human trafficking, global climate change, refugees. On and on the list can go of the challenges and the struggles facing our world today. This world needs people with plenty of courage and plenty of strength. Doing God's work in this world is simply not for the faint-hearted. God's work in this world is for the committed disciples of Jesus Christ.
And that work entails sharing God's love with the world. Not just you all sharing God's love, because that's really important, but all of us sharing God's love with the world. And many of you who are frequent attenders at First Church know that we do that in lots of ways, big and small. And as many of you know, each year we have a church school mission project. And I believe it was 4 years ago when we were trying to raise enough money to support a Haitian orphan in the orphanage Hello. And so we tried to raise $12,000, and this church did it. And we were so excited that we could support Telemach for the rest of his time in that orphanage, meaning we could provide him with education, with food, with clothing, with a home, with all those things that you and I have and sometimes take for granted. And so I remember being so excited, and we had a church school assembly, and so I remember announcing this to the kids, that we had met our goal, that we could take care of Telemach for the next 12 years. And a shy little boy raised his hand in the assembly and said, "Why can't we sponsor all the children?" It's often our children and our youth who remind us, friends, of how we are called to live. Why can't we sponsor all the children of the world? So we believe that we need to take our call from God to spread love in the world so seriously. Our words make a difference. Our actions make a difference, and yours already have. By coming to confirmation class and by sharing your thoughts, you have spread God's love in the world. By going to visit some of our elders who know so much about this church and this community, you have spread God's love. By going to Manchester Area Conference of Churches and volunteering for a few hours and walking against hunger just last weekend, you have spread God's love. We are called to care for the children of the world. We are called to visit the sick and the sad. We are called to fight for justice and equality for all people. And the list goes on. Our work is not finished, and it needs each one of us. And maybe you all can lead the way. Our young people. Friends, we give thanks for this thoughtful group of young people who smile broadly, who laugh often, who share deeply, and who understand what it means to be a faithful Christian. And we are grateful for this community, this beloved community that shares, that listens, that's generous, and that cares. And God, we are so thankful for your abiding love. And we know that the world needs us to keep alert, to stand firm in our faith, to be courageous, to be strong, and to let all that we do be done in love. That's it. Simple, profound, you lead the way.